Now we're going to go to our business editor, David Murphy. And there's been, of course, a huge amount of headlines and discussion about a third bid from IAG, as reported, for Aer Lingus. But there are an awful lot of rules around these bids for companies, and it may not be a straightforward process. David, what happens now? What are the hoops that have to be gone through?
Well, essentially, the first thing is that the board of Aer Lingus need to recommend this offer to shareholders. The biggest shareholders are Ryanair and the government. They would need to accept it. But before the bid could go any further, it would also have to get clearance from the Competition Directorate in Europe. But there is one issue at the moment, which is that so far the discussions between Aer Lingus and IAG seem to have been very conditional. They have been framed in the context of, were IAG to make a bid of this offer, of this level, would it be acceptable to the board? So my understanding is that on Friday there were talks. These talks didn't happen directly. They took place through Aer Lingus's advisors, Goldman Sachs, who are speaking to the advisors of IAG, who are Deutsche Bank. And at that point, no firm offer had actually been made to the board of the company. And that may be why the statement this morning simply refers to a possible offer, that the offer, they haven't received a full offer, so they'd need to receive a full offer. And also, I think importantly, it'd need to be clarified exactly what IAG's plans are for Aer Lingus. What sort of growth plan do they have? What plans do they have for the vital Heathrow slots? And what would be the impact on the airline? Will it be a standalone airline in the same way that Iberia was when it was taken over by IAG, which also owns British Airways?
So there are still an awful lot of I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed on this one. Is it regarded as being a potentially fair offer, even if all those terms and conditions can be sorted at 2.55 a share?
I gather that at 2.55 a share, this is close, if not the limit, regarding how high IAG would go. Obviously, the Heathrow slots are worth a few hundred million, but there's one other interesting thing, which is that Aer Lingus has about €400 million in cash sitting on its balance sheet. So while people have discussed a bid of €1.35 billion for Aer Lingus, in reality, it's actually a little bit less than that. It's a little bit less than €1 billion because Aer Lingus has a significant amount of cash in hand.
So sounds like there may be a way to go on this one, David.
I think so, and I think that it's becoming very difficult for the government because in the absence of Willie Walsh coming out and clearly explaining what his plans are, obviously we've had comments from the opposition, we've had comments from Niall Shanahan of the Impact trade union, who has raised concerns about potential job cuts if what happened in Iberia was to happen in Aer Lingus. Now, they're not really a direct comparison because Iberia was not in such good condition as Aer Lingus is. Aer Lingus has been restructured already quite significantly. So while there are these comments regarding the downside of a takeover, it's worth bearing in mind there may be some positive elements to a takeover if IAG is talking about running significant amounts of additional traffic into Ireland that could have an additional positive impact for Irish tourism and for the Irish economy. But we've got to hear from Willie Walsh to understand exactly what he means by taking over Aer Lingus and what it would mean for the country.
All right, David, thank you very much indeed for filling us in on that. Our business editor, David Murphy. Now we've